We'll weave a few musical styles into this hour: folk, Americana, blues, country, some rock and roll. On this month's Insight Music, first, meet singer-songwriter Jessica Malone. She takes us through some tracks from her new release, The Waiting Hours EP, and talks about the writing and recording process with her band. Then, singer-songwriter Andrew Castro. He took a big career step recently, and he stopped by before a show in Sacramento to tell us the story. He'll share some of the new music that he's about to go on tour with. The band Blue Oaks brings music from its debut album, To Be Kind Is Sin, and there's a Seven Deadly Sins-themed album release party right before Halloween. And recorded in the Cap Radio Garden this month, a performance by the Christian DeWild Band. I'm Beth Ruriak. Insight Music is next. From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight Music, a once-a-month compilation of some of the great music that comes through our studio and conversations with the people who write and perform it. I'm Beth Ruriak. Let's begin the hour with Jessica Malone. She released a full-length album, Miles Left to Walk, in February, and her follow-up record, The Waiting Hours EP, came out this month. I started my conversation with her by asking about the incredible year that she's had.
I'm having a great time. I'm really excited about this new EP.
Is it a formula of just work hard, get better, and things come? Or is there some magic in there somewhere?
It's about working hard. I'm playing all the time. I'm going out there, getting my music in front of as many people as I can, playing with as many people as I can, collaborating. A lot of sending emails.
That's right. Yeah. A little bit of background. Tell me when you started playing music and then at what point you decided you could make it real, you could make it your life.
So I've been playing music for a very long time. I've been singing for just about as long as I can remember.
You're not that old, though, I have to say. So what does that mean? As a little kid, four, five, six, you started?
Yeah, probably about five.
Okay.
There was a lot of music in my school growing up in Mount Shasta, California. Mm-hmm. It was a great music program in the school, so I was always singing. I think I took my first guitar lesson when I was eight.
Okay.
And I started writing my own songs when I was a teenager. I think it was in my mid-20s, after college, where I studied music. My mid-20s, I was like, this is it. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go for it.
Who else is with you to make the sound?
On the EP, I'm playing acoustic guitar. Brett Rechtfertig is playing electric guitar and slide. Thomas Makrinis on the upright bass. Barry Eldridge on drums. And Georgi Hohobashvili plays the violin.
As a band leader, as the centerpiece of a band, what's the expectation you have of yourself and with your bandmates?
You know, every band dynamic is different. And you're in this relationship, friendship with all of these people in this friendship, and there's all these moving parts. And so I come in with the songs. The structure's there, generally. I'll do some collaborating with, you know, one or two people on what words should I put here, things like this. Bring in the structure, present it to the band, and let them have their creative input for their instruments.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's the best way for me to do it because, for example, if I was to write, you know, an upright bass part, I can maybe hear something in my head, but I like to give that opportunity to someone who really understands that instrument. What would a bass player put as the bass line? So that's my approach to that. And my expectations are for my band to come in, love the music, you know, put good energy onto the music.
I was born with a roving heart and a sojourning soul. Never knew much about staying in one place till I got a little older. Yeah. That old moan, she's pulling me again. Must have me confused with the tide. Telling me to get up, get out, get into the night. Telling me to get up, put it all. Put it all on the line.
I spent a long time solo, just myself playing. Mm-hmm. I think that was a very important part of my career and my growth as a performer and becoming a career musician, knowing that I was able to go and play the show on my own. So then that way, if a show comes up and everyone has their lives, something comes up with a band member and they can't make it to the show or something happens, it's going to be okay and that friendship is going to stay solid and everything's going to be all right. So there has to be a give and take and there has to be leeway. I think so my expectations are just love the music and do your best. Come in and just be kind. Authentic about what you're writing. Mm-hmm. You know, I need it to be from a good place. I think that's what it is.
The song, A Fine Line. Why did it change from the last record to this record?
A Fine Line, when I recorded it on Miles Left to Walk, I love the way it came out on Miles Left to Walk. It has this beautiful violin melody, and I really like it. I like the drums, the groove, everything about it turned out great. But on this, at this point, that song has evolved so much. I realized that that song had just become a completely different song at this point. And it's much more groove-based and less driven by melody. And I wanted to capture that groove. There's a whole new drum beat. There's bowed bass into plucked bass. And then it goes into that driving middle bridge section with these lyrics that I think tie the song together. The way it's set up on the EP, I just needed it both ways. I really wanted people to hear it this way as well, because it almost sounds like two different songs. And it's interesting how with new musicians and just over time, a song can grow and change in such a huge way. I haven't listened to them side by side yet, but I want to go listen and really hear the difference. I'm proud of it both ways, but I think this groove with the 6/8 and all of that is a great representation of the song.
Let's hear a little bit more music from Jessica Malone.
Holding on and letting go. Of letting this life happen without losing all control. They say that peace of mind is resting in the middle, yeah. On a fine line. Where the scales don't tip at all. Oh, and it would be so easy for you to let me down. So tell me, tell me, tell me, how far you're gonna let me fall. Oh, and please do it easily, yeah. If you do, or don't let me down at all. If you wanna know the high, be prepared to know the low. Each emotion passes by me. Wanna feel it as it goes. One day I'll empty out my pockets, yeah, and go floating some long breeze, finally weightless as this breath, going in and out of me. Oh, and it would be so easy for you to let me down. So tell me, tell me, tell me, how far you're gonna let me fall. Oh, and please do it easily, yeah. If you do, or don't let me down. Cushion the blow, do it soft, do it slow. Lay me down like a feather, I'll flow to the ground below. If that's what you're gonna do, or don't let me down at all, oh, yeah. Or don't, yeah, let me down at all.
Congratulations, and continued good luck with the music and all of it all together.
Thank you. I got my lucky boots.
Your lucky boots. Your lucky boots. We have to talk about your lucky boots. And I think there are lucky socks with your lucky boots, right?
Yeah.
Now, these are beautiful cowboy boots.
Thank you.
You better describe, because someone's going to wonder what they're all about.
They're like army green fry boots with like white flowers up the side.
Yes.
And it's great that we're talking about these boots right now because just last night I was writing a song with a friend of mine, Nick Foster, and we were writing a song about our boots. And so the first verse was these old leather boots, these boots of mine, worn army green with flowers up the side.
Well, they suit you well. Why are they lucky?
You know, I found them in a thrift store on the coast in Arcata, California, and they're small, and I couldn't believe that I found like the perfect boots in this store, and I put them on, and they fit me perfect, and I've worn them at everything important performance-wise or in my career, all of my releases, in my videos, all those things. These boots are here, and I have this kind of romantic vision one day that these are going to be, you know, grandma's old lucky boots. That's what I want. They're going to be grandma's old lucky boots one day.
Lucky grandchild gets to inherit grandma's lucky boots.
I don't have kids, but, you know.
I'm honored that you wore them today, too. You said to everything important, so thank you. That's a compliment.
Yeah, this is very important. This is great.
Well, they suit you well.
Thank you.
Here I go again. Out on my own again. Right where I started off. Before our paths ever crossed. Something gained, something lost. Here I go again, yeah.
Singer-songwriter Jessica Malone. Her new release is titled The Waiting Hours EP. And you can find our videos of the full band and hear my extended interview at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. And that is the music of Sacramento singer-songwriter Andrew Castro. He has been on a steady climb in his music career, and he just took a step that many musicians are hoping for, though few are able to accomplish. He's back in our studio to explain, and we'll hear a little more of the music, too. Hi, Andrew.
Hello.
So tell me about this big step. What just happened?
I recently was on a little tour to Nashville and played over there and got played a songwriter showcase. And publishing licensing company heard me play, liked my music, so I gave them the demo CD that I had with me. And then about 2 months went by before I heard anything from them, so I thought, oh, okay, so that just kind of fell through. And then they gave me a call, and they wanted to sign a bunch of my songs onto their company to push for TV, film, and stuff like that. So, it was a very big step to take because it opens a lot of doors for that, and especially any music I write, I can send to them now as part of that contract that I signed to now be pushed to bigger opportunities like TV and film and stuff like that.
Do you think that might have happened in any other way other than you being in Nashville?
No, and that's why I'm always a big pusher for going out and touring. I love Sacramento, but you got to get out. There's a whole, you know, world out there, and Nashville's one of the kings of the industry. So the first time I was there, I went and played, and that happened. So I was, got to get out there and play.
The company is Riser Music, Publishing.
Yeah.
And yeah. Is there an obligation, an expectation for
No,
you?
That's the great thing is that it's not like I didn't have to like pay or anything. You know, it's just like they wanted my songs and they keep wanting me to write songs to send to them. And then they, it's just, you know, they take the songs, they push them. And if they fit, then it goes to TV and then whatever deal that is with the TV show or the movie, then I get, you know, whatever off that, royalties or whatever like that. So
your story enhances that magical idea that, yeah, it can happen. You can just be discovered that way.
Yeah. And I'm not, you know, like I'm not where I want to be, you know, but it's the, I keep, you know, working hard and little steps come. And as you do that, it starts to give you more confidence to keep going.
Singing, hey, did you want to marry me? I will do it right on this knee. Let me tell you honestly that the way I felt for you was so easy. Now it's been 30 years and you took away all my fears. I just want to hold you near because loving you is so simple, dear. Loving you is so simple, dear.
Then I kissed you along the coast, and I found what I want the most. It was hidden right behind your eyes, and it came as no surprise. And maybe we can take it slow. I just want our love to grow. Every look, every glance, every chance we take, we'll never look back and sleep on the love sack. You and me got this heart of gold, and it's in all our pictures. Gonna be a love story told, and I will dance with you until the sun. Even when we're gray and old, we'll be forever young. Singing, hey, did you wanna marry me? I will do it right on this knee. Let me tell you honestly that the way I fell for you was so easy. Now it's been 30 years, and you took away all my fears. And I just wanna hold you near, cause loving you is so simple, dear. Loving you is so simple, dear. It's alright, my love, we are dancing now. The smile on your face is all I need to feel it. This heart can never die, even when you close your eyes. When we start to fade, we'll be the colors in the sky. And it's alright, my love, cause we're dancing now. The smile on your face is all I need to feel it. This heart can never die, even when you close your eyes. And when we start to fade, we will be the colors in the... Hey, did you wanna marry me? I will do it right on this knee. Let me tell you honestly that the way I felt for you was so easy. Now it's been 30 years and you took away all
your voice fears. Has an increasingly smooth quality it, Andrew. Are you working on the voice, or is it just from the volume of touring and playing you're doing?
Yeah, I think it's both, but this year I finally started to work on my voice because I never had like any formal training or something, so I wanted to... kind of discover how to, and when I went into my first vocal lesson, I didn't realize that I was doing a lot of stuff wrong already. So that helped, and just
such
warming
as...
up and breathing. Breathing from how to breathe from your diaphragm and how to project with a little less effort. Because I usually was always pushing it, but now I could sing a lot softer, and it's the same. A better result because the voice is smoother and less effort and more control. So
I hear that. Did it throw you at any point because you're relearning technique?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's kind of like I play basketball, so it's like if you change your shot, it takes time to adjust the muscles to get that. So yeah, I still think about it sometimes, but now it's becoming more natural over the past like 6 months or so.
Can you demonstrate how you might have sung a phrase or a note before and what you do now?
Well, it'd be like pushing it. Like if I was doing that song, it'd be like I would be singing, "We were sipping on lemonade," pushing like that instead of going like, "We were sipping on lemonade." And way more control and way more like just when you sing with less effort, there's a smoothness to it as opposed to forcing it, just kind of. You lose control of your voice. People think, oh, I got to control it more. But actually, the less control you give, the more you have. So it's cool.
You recorded 3 songs?
Two
in our green room. So we have the videos posted online.
Yeah.
And talk
everywhere.
About the new EP. What's it
titled? Yeah, the new EP is called Solo. It's one of the songs on there. And it's a 3-track EP. And it's totally another level for me in terms of recording. I went to some of the best studios out here in Sacramento and recorded it. And it got mixed and mastered by Sean Stack, who's a great, one of the most well-known producers out here. So it was really just a totally another level for me in the sound of it. And the songwriting, and I use a loop station live, so I'm like a one-man band. That has got a little more expansive too. So it's, I'm really excited because it's totally a big step up for me personally. And so I'm excited to play it.
Let's listen then to another song. Here goes.
Thank you. to breathe. Everything was changing, not just with you and me, but my life rearranging, and so the story goes. But your love's like an anchor to drive me all the way home. Through every crash and burn, baby, it just comes in waves. The way I'm missing you, and everything can change. That's why I'm falling, crawling, come for your love. Your love, I'm coming for your love. Your love, I'm coming for your love. Your love, I'm coming for your love. She found me all alone. I was looking for the answers. I felt her energy glow. Like things that radiate me, you know that I will follow you. Just reach out your hands, and I will take a stand. That's why I'm falling, crawling, come for your love. Your love, come for your love. Love, come for your love. Love, come for your love. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She showed me how to make, give, take the love. She showed me how. Take the love, make. She showed me how. Make, give, take the love, make. She showed me how. Make, give, take the love, make. She showed me how. Make, give, take the love we make. She showed me how. Make, give, take the love. I'm coming for your love. Your love.
That's Andrew Castro. This is Insight Music on Capital Public Radio.
Coming for your love. Your love, I'm coming for your love. Your love.
Welcome back to Insight Music, our monthly showcase of what's happening in the regional music scene. I'm Beth Ruyak. Think about Johnny Cash, the all-black outfit, the slicked black hair, the boots, the guitar. Brendan Stone in the Sacramento band Blue Oaks emulates the look and, to some degree, that bluesy style. The band just released a new album titled To Be Kind Is Sin. Two of the band members, Brendan and Cody Walker, joined us recently for an in-studio performance. When Blue Oaks started, it was a solo project for about 5 years. What did you want your music to be?
At the time, I was just really wanting to blend poetry I'd been writing with guitar styling I'd gotten into. And at the time, I was into artists like Nick Drake and Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen. So I was writing primarily folk music. And I was working as a sound tech at a venue and ended up meeting Cody. And around that time, I was starting to get into Robert Johnson and Sun House and a lot of Delta blues and Chicago blues.
You know, late one evening, I went out on the outskirts of town.
And Cody just really wanted to jam.
It's a true story.
So he kept asking me, and then eventually we decided to play together, and then it just kind of progressively merged into that.
You you just did a back and forth to Austin, Texas. You moved there for a while and came back. Yeah. You too, Cody?
I did not. I stayed.
Okay. So were you in search of something?
In general, I had a job at the time that had me stationed in Austin through Sacramento. And I figured, you know, might as well move there. And I already have a job. I don't have to worry about it.
What a music scene.
Yeah, the music scene's very profound there. And I took a lot from that. Like opening my own music store, I took a ton from that too in Sacramento. But when I came back, I had already played the entire album and recorded it with session musicians. And that was really hard because I play so well with Cody and he plays perfectly to the songs and it just didn't feel the same. And I came back with a full album of material and was like, these are the parts I came up with in Austin. And then Cody just learned them. And it got 10 times better. And we probably recorded the album 5 times.
Yes.
And then finally did this one. And it was the right studio, right producers, right sound.
I think that's the key. It was that, you know, even though he did go to Austin with this whole professional, you know, group of studio musicians who could play anything you want, who could do anything you like, I think that speaks to the volume of chemistry, of the correct person with the correct person making a certain thing. You know, it's really kind of a stars align kind of thing, I think.
What are you planning to play?
We're going to play a song called Nicotine. It's track 2 on the record.
Brendan Stone and Cody Walker, here they are, the band Blue Oaks.
Thank you.
In our studio, Brendan Stone and Cody Walker from Blue Oaks. Their new album is To Be Kind Is Sin, and the band intends to play the entire album at a release party at the Clara Auditorium Monday, October 30th. Yep, that's the night before Halloween. You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio.
I can't see why we can see him. Why the hell we steal him? But I'm sharing this morning, no one. Don't know if she's near anymore.
This is Insight Music, recorded in the Cap Radio Garden in Sacramento with the Christian DeWild Band. I'm Beth Ruyak. Welcome, everybody. Christian, Stephen, and Mike, let's hear a little bit of music.
I think I've seen a ghost. Some days I'm driving and some days I'm in the road. Tongue-tied and twisted, I think I've seen a ghost. Some days I'm driving and some days I'm in the road. It's alright. You wear my whiskey like perfume. I'm tied and twisted over you. And I like the wicked things you do. We'll be right back.
The Christian DeWild Band, CDB, that was a song called Wild Things off the brand new album, the very first album for the three of you all together. Christian, do you want to introduce your band? And I'll explain later why it's kind of a novelty to say, hey, introduce the band.
Yes, I can do that. Right here on drums and percussion, Mike Pavicic.
Glad to have you here.
How are you doing?
Hey, everyone.
And I think this is our 10th, 11th, 12th anniversary. I don't know. We've been
saying 10 years like for the last probably 5 years. Every year it's like, yeah, I think it's 10. When we've been along together this long, who
it
keeps count,
matter.
You know?
And on bass is Stephen Coronado.
Hello.
He's the baby in the band.
So the reason I made that comment about introducing the band is Christian's from the Bay Area. When he first got to Sacramento, 2004, he played as a solo act. And coffee shops, bars, venues. Anybody that followed or heard Christian in those days? Oh, yes, you have some original fans. Yes. And then, as Mike said, it was about 2006 when you guys joined.
Yep.
So, Stephen, you're the newcomer. And, Christian, what was going on in expanding the sound, expanding the band?
Actually, it happened. I opened up for Mike's. Mike was in a band that I was opening up as a solo act. And so I played my gig, and then I remember I was breaking down my equipment, walking down a staircase, and he's walking up saying, hey, great set. You know, if you ever need a drummer, give me a call. And so that happened. And then you get a drummer, you need a bass player. So we've actually had several bass players before Steven, but Steven's definitely the best.
It's a dating and breaking up and dating and
yes,
breaking up,
I know.
Right?
Yes.
So you're the long-term relationship, Stephen.
I did not sign up for that, but yeah, I guess so.
How did it go recording with the three of you trying to put down an album?
Actually, that was a nightmare. We tried several different studios, and the problem is I've got a specific sound in my head, but then when you try to go put that into words to somebody else, it's hard to get for them to get that picture. I eventually went and bought the equipment myself and did it out of my garage. We brought all the equipment to Mike's house to track down his drums. And at the time, he had a beautiful house with vaulted ceilings, and the sound was perfect. He since then sold the house, so don't expect a follow-up album. And Stephen came in and tracked the bass in my garage, and that was, yeah.
Mike, what's your version of the story? Because no two band members I've learned ever see or hear it exactly the same way.
That's pretty close, yes. That is close. But in the sale of the home, I did write in there that we're contracted to come back at any time for like two more albums. So, yeah, we at least get two more.
It's all about the vaulted ceiling,
I don't
isn't
know
it?
If the new buyers actually read that. So if we show up and, we're there with the equipment, that might be a bit of a shock.
So, Stephen, you step into a group that's been together 10-plus years, and you have a volume of songs to learn, and then your own contribution. Living up to the reputation of a bass player, you need to be late, right?
I always am, yes.
You need to be super quiet, so you really don't like that we have a microphone in front of you right now.
I don't even want to talk to you right now. This is crazy.
And you're always honest. Which is why I really want to talk to you. So how is it stepping into the vibe that was already happening?
Surprisingly easy. I had never played in a band before, and
I forgot about that part. Yes, that's true.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, he'd never played in a band before?
Yeah, well, our bar is low. We'll take anybody.
All right, what's the rest of the story then? Who talked you into it?
Christian actually did. We met at work, and sometimes in the break room, we would talk about music and stuff, and say, I told him, I'd be down for playing with you guys whenever you need. And then that day came, and he said, hey, let me bring my guitar to work. You bring your bass. We'll start practicing these couple of songs. You come over. I went to his house, and we just went over these few songs, made my little notes. Did some recordings on my phone so I could practice at home, and we did our first show at Old Ironsides, and I was so nervous because I'd never played in front of anyone before. But it, bunch of beer, bring some friends and family, and it was good. It was a good time, and we've been doing it ever since then.
This is Inside Music on Capital Public Radio. We are recording in the Cap Radio Garden with the Christian DeWild Band, Christian DeWild, Mike Pavicic, and Stephen Coronado. I think there's one more you're going to do for us. Or are you going to do your version of Season of the Witch?
Yes, we are.
Yes, you are. All right, here they are again, the Christian DeWild Band. Everybody, let's hear it for the Christian DeWild Band. Christian DeWild with Mike Pavicich and Stephen Coronado. There's more conversation and links to some of the band's videos at capradio.org/insight. And that's Insight Music for this month. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers are Jen Picard, Chris Remington, and Cody Drabble. We had digital support from Chris Hagen and Joanne Soria. Thanks to Tashina Brito, to Anthony Van Hook, and to Paul Conley. Andrew Nixon worked on location and on his computer with some of the videos for the bands. Our technical director, Mark Jones, thank you very much. Our executive producer is Joe Barr. So have a great weekend. Make sure you go out and see and hear some live music.
When I look out my window, what do you think I see? No, my window child. So many things to be, and it's strange. So very strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every running through a ditch. I said no. Must be the season of the witch. Must
Thank you very much.